Morning, Boker Tov. We continue in Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, Perek, Lamid, Hey, Halacha, Test, Chapter 35. And this is the final Halacha in the chapter that discusses the laws of separating challah when kneading dough and when baking bread. Shachach, Lahafrish, Challah, Be'erev, Shabbos. If a person baked challah, they kneaded the dough, everything was prepared, they forgot to separate challah. Now the challah, the dough, is baked into bread, into challah, and Shabbos has come. What can you do now? Here's the dilemma. The problem is you can't separate challah on Shabbos because that would be a form of misakin mana. That would be considered fixing. You're taking something that right now really isn't halachically permissible to be eaten because it hasn't had challah separated from it. And when you separate challah, you are now making it, so to speak, kosher to be eaten. That's fixing something on Shabbos, which is forbidden. We have a similar issue if you live in Israel and you separate truma and maser from your fruits or from your produce. Same issue. Can't be separated on Shabbos because you're taking food that is not permissible to be eaten and you're making it permissible. So what do? You want to eat this bread or you want to eat this challah on Shabbos, but you can't separate challah from it on Shabbos. B'chutz la'aretz ochlin b'Shabbos. So in chutz la'aretz, outside of Israel, there is a resolution. We'll explain it in a minute. First, I'll mention that in Israel, there's really no way out. Because in Israel, where challah is d'oraisa, it's a Torah requirement, and you can't separate it on Shabbos, so there's really no room, no wiggle room, no leniency. But if you live outside Israel, so then we still have to separate challah, but it's a rabbinic requirement, so there is a way to do it. You can eat the bread on Shabbos as long as umenichim chasicha achas umafrishin mimena challah b'motzai Shabbos. You have to leave a piece over from this bread so that after Shabbos, you can separate challah from it, and it works sort of retroactively to make the bread that you ate on Shabbos halachically permissible to be eaten. In other words, you're actually eating from bread that hasn't had challah separated from it yet, but as long as you leave a piece over and you plan to separate challah from it after Shabbos, and then you actually follow through and do that, then your eating of the bread on Shabbos was permissible. It's a little risky and not preferable, because you might forget, you know, people are eating pieces from the bread, and all of a sudden you realize, oops, it's all gone, then there's really no way out. So you have to make sure, put a piece aside, so they can separate challah when Shabbos is over. Don't just leave over a tiny piece. You actually should leave over a piece big enough that you can separate challah from that piece and still have a little bit of bread left over. In other words, you don't want to just separate, because otherwise it turns out that you just separated challah on Shabbos, basically, if you're giving the whole piece as challah. You want to specifically leave over a piece from that piece, which you will separate challah. And since we've mentioned earlier that ideally the custom is to separate a kazais, an olives amount of challah, so you want to make sure to leave over a piece that's at least a little bit bigger than a kazais, so that you can separate a kazais from it and then still have a little bit left over. Here is a really complicated problem, though, that I can't imagine what happened, but who knows? Erev Pesach Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. This happened last year. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so it's a very complicated day, because you want to try to have both of your Shabbos meals before the time when you're not allowed to have chametz anymore, because you can't eat matzah either on Erev Pesach, and you can't eat chametz after a certain time. We remember from last year, I'm sure, and from previous years, that it can be a very complicated day. So let's say you're sitting there Shabbos morning and you have your challah rolls or whatever you're doing. You're eating it outside or you're eating it over a blanket to make sure that you don't get any of the crumbs, of course, around the house. And you realize, oops, we didn't separate challah from the rolls that are in front of us. What do you do now? So the Kitzer writes, Yesh b'zem avucha gedola. This is a big problem. There's really, obviously, what you can't do is what we just mentioned. You can't save a piece to separate challah from tonight, because tonight is Leila Seder. It's Pesach, and you can't have challah under your ownership anymore. Not just tonight, already in a few hours into the day. So that's not an option. You really have no options, because you can't eat from the challah, because you can't eat from the bread, because it hasn't challah separated. You can't save any over. And you can't even own this for very much longer. So, Alkein Tzarech Kol Ish Lizar Be'erev Shabbos U'Lahazkir Al Hafreshes Challah. Therefore, make sure of all times that on Erev Pesach that lands on Shabbos, that if you're baking challah, which I can't imagine anyone is baking challah then anyway, but if you've baked challah before, that challah has been separated from it. If you would find yourself in this situation, you would have no option but to either somehow destroy the bread or to give it as a gift to a non-Jew, but there's really no way to salvage the situation and fix it so that you can eat it on that day. It's important that anytime we bake challah, of course, these are all All these cases are b'di'evet, after the fact. But ideally, preferably, a person should make sure that if they're kneading the amount of dough, as we discussed earlier, that would require challah to be separated, that they do so preferably before any of that dough is baked. And this concludes our learning of the special mitzvah of challah. When we separate challah, many believe that it's a special zechus, it's a special merit to daven, to be mispalel, for people who need extra tefillos, especially for those who might be ill, or for those who are looking to have children, or for those who are in any other sort of difficult situation, that when one has the opportunity to especially to make the bracha and to separate challah, especially from bread that will then be eaten on Shabbos, that is a special zechus. It should be a zechus for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. And Mirtz Hashem, later this week, we will begin a new topic. Have a great day.